Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
Never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, there we go. I believe the conclusion of the ceremony. Gilly is dancing.
Fittingly playing Blow the Whistle.
Exactly.
With Gilly up there on the stage. We talked to Broom Man and JoJo earlier while they were waiting for the... So I have to say, with Brandon Graham, I was kind of expecting an announcement one way or the other. Do you think he was saying that he's sticking around for a little bit?
I don't know there what he was trying to get at, but I was expecting an announcement. I agree. But what I will say is, as I look at the art museum, fireworks firing over the top of the building, you know, champagne everywhere. It is a crazy, awesome scene. And honestly, those speeches did not disappoint. I think what you heard in those speeches was this team knows at a certain point, each and every one of them had somebody that didn't believe in them, whether it was national media, local media, whether it was Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts. You could hear in their speeches that they felt the pain of that 2022 loss. They felt the pain of the criticism they went over in the past few years.
Yeah.
And they got to take it out and celebrate as confetti flies from the sky over all the fans. What an awesome scene.
Yep, fans singing the fight song once again. Confetti falling once again. I feel like I have confetti in my hair. I keep putting it around my house. I'm not complaining about it. What also stood out to me, Jalen Hurts said when he was drafted, he didn't want to go to the Rocky Steps until he won a championship. How cool is that? And he can finally do that as the MVP of the Super Bowl, and I'm just so happy for this team, for this city. Jordan Mailata.
Awesome moment as well.
Melody.
Yes. We are the champions playing over the loudspeakers here as the fans, they don't want to leave. They're still here looking at the stage. The players are still on the stage. You can smell the smoke in the sky. Reminds me of the smoke from all the victory cigars in New Orleans. But I thought one of the coolest moments of this parade, of the speeches, was A.J. Brown saying, "They call me a diva. They say I only care about stats. They get that wrong about me. Here's what they'll never get wrong. I'm a world champion." And there was a word in there I'm not going to say.
Yeah, it might have been an extra
word. Yeah, there were certainly a few extra words today. But I thought A.J. Brown, someone obviously I've been around since he's been here, letting that go, saying, "You guys don't, not everyone understands me, but here's what I am now," was a really cool moment. Landon Dickerson, I thought was really, really cool. We talked for so long about what Nick Sirianni's speech would be like. A little subdued, I thought, from the head coach.
Very subdued. I don't know if maybe he's just, you know, locking it down. He's still all business after winning the Super Bowl. Look, maybe he'll come back next season and be like Bill Belichick. He's just going to get more
let's
and
hope
more
not.
Serious.
Let's hope not. Yeah, let's hope not.
But, Elliot, you know from covering the teams, and something I notice is Nick Sirianni's messaging goes so far.
Yes.
And the overall message is you can't be great without the greatness of others. And we heard him say that in his speech. We heard several players mention it again in their speeches here today. And I think that just goes to show what a great leader he is of this team, because his fundamentals, you know, his core values, what he preaches to these guys, it really hits home. And I think it's what makes them such a bonded unit.
Absolutely. And I do think you hit the nail on the head there. what he said up there talking about you can't be greatness without the greatness of others, I thought it was a great line from him saying, we hear that all season when talking about the team. Saquon can't be great without the offensive line. The pass rush can't be great without the secondary. But Nick said it today, and I definitely think it's something I felt. I know we talked about it throughout today. Today he talked about this team can't be great without the greatness of the fans. And we've been here since before the sun came up. We've been saying, we've seen the crowd grow and grow. But even when we got here, the crowd was already so big. Shout out to the fans for today. Whether you're listening, whether you're here, whether you're at the Super Bowl, whether you watch it at home, today was special because of what the players accomplished. But one thing you heard each and every player, front office person, Howie, Jeffrey, Nick say, is it was all about the fans today. And I think that also really shined through for anyone that was able to be down here.
Look, today is Valentine's Day, day of love.
There you go.
No one loves their teams more than Philadelphia sports fans, especially Philadelphia Eagles fans. And we love to receive that love back from the players and the organization.
All I do is win starting to play here. You can see the family heading up to the Art Museum steps to hang with the players, to hang with the coaches. As we said, you know, we had a chance to walk around earlier. And the row for the Sirianni family was probably about two or three rows.
It was pretty deep, yeah.
Keely,
a very large Italian family. It,
yes, for sure. Keely Ringo's mom was here partying early. It's just really cool to see. You know, I think it was Nick that said this earlier on. Forgive me if it wasn't. But everyone up on that stage had someone that supported them and helped them get to that moment. And me and you are there throughout the season. We see them on Mondays, on Tuesdays, the work they go through, the pain their bodies go through. They do it for moments like this, and they do it to celebrate with their family like this. So just a really cool scene as the museum steps start to fill with people, tons of Eagles green, all of which family and friends that supported this team through this journey.
Yeah, everyone is starting to, well, filter up in this area right in front of us and filter out, but also people hanging around, people dancing. They've been dancing all day. Our own Ava Graham was just dancing in front of us while we were laughing at. It is just such a joyous day. And you know what? I think Philadelphia fans get a bad rap sometimes. And it's moments like these, days like these, where I realize, you know, we all just love our teams and we want to celebrate together. And everyone's all smiles today. Everyone's hugging, dancing together. And it's just a day of celebration, Ellie.
Absolutely.
It's so much fun.
It's been a ton of fun. Been a ton of fun with you all day. Shout out and thank you to everyone that listened to our parade coverage. But it does not stop. It never stops on WIP. So we're going to throw it back up to the afternoon show. Spike, Ike, and Fritz, they're going to pick it up from here as our parade coverage continues. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Take it away, Spike.
All right, thank you, Elliot and Devin, for the very thorough description of what everything looked like down on the stage.
Well, they think they're Mayor Parker?
Yeah.
I mean, could they wrap it up? Holy cow.
You guys are brutal, man.
Dude, Mayor Parker was egregious. She took the buzz out of the whole thing.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz here with you. Joe Giglio sitting in with us. Hey, Giglio, thank you for hanging out.
You got it. Yeah, I'm glad we got on after Mayor Parker started off.
Yeah. If you're on your way back from the parade and the festivities and want to weigh in on what you thought, 215-592-9494. There were some highlights, and as you mentioned, maybe some not-so-highlights in the speeches there. But today is, you know, we will enjoy the Eagles season, this Eagles championship for a long time. But today, I think, with the parade and the speeches, is sort of a closing on the book of this week and this feeling, and an opportunity to just sort of like look back on what the season, where it started and where it finished. Joe, I'll start with you. When you look back on this season, what is the one sort of takeaway that you will take from this particular season?
Well, I would take away that we watched a team change so tremendously in the midst of a season. I mean, if you had told me in September they would look like one of the greatest NFL teams we've ever seen, I would have said that's crazy, right? They were 2-2. Like, just it's a long season and a team can change sometimes. At 2-2, it felt like the whole thing was going backwards, and then they won 15 out of 16 and won the Super Bowl. It was an incredible transformation that I didn't know they were capable of doing in the middle of a season.
Yeah, it does show how long the season is, by the way, because when we think back to some of, you think back to Brazil, you think back to the bye week, even the Rams game during the regular season seems like 100 years ago at this point. Ike, when you're looking back at this season, what is the thing you think that you'll remember most from it?
Well, I just think how this team was able to transform into a identity that we didn't necessarily project or see before the season started. You know, they realized that the bye week, that things weren't necessarily playing out or going the way they anticipated, or nor did they feel like it was sustainable or conducive to this level of success. And they felt like they needed to change some things. And, you know, those offensive linemen, those leaders, they went in there to talk to Nick Sirianni, Kellen Moore, about ideas and things they felt that they could do to have success, and let's see where that takes us. I saw a young defense get better and better each week, that they were this sort of unmolded clay, that it took a little time for Vic Fangio to mold him into what they eventually turned into, right? I saw a head coach that evolved through the season, came in under difficult circumstances. Some would say the deck stacked against him, unrealistic expectations, reasons to want to move on from him, and he overcame all that stuff to galvanize this football team. And his leadership, I think, took a step in the direction. I'm not sure most fans, including myself, knew that was in him to sort of lead this football team. And I saw a player that was cast off from the New York Giants and Saquon Barkley that played motivated and determined, not to prove to the Giants solely, but to prove to himself and a bunch of other naysayers that this is why I was the number two overall pick in the draft. This is why these lofty expectations came with my ability for what I could do on the football field. I saw him realize that. And then I'll say most importantly, because I didn't say this earlier when we were talking about who we were happiest for and winning the championship, and Saquon is the guy that I certainly feel the most joy for, but I'd be remiss if I were to say Jalen Hurts going out and leading this team and changing his game begrudgingly or willingly after 4 weeks, and being a guy that you can rely on as a team player and a leader to lead this team to its second Super Bowl title. Regardless of what it looked like, he was the steward of this. He just was. Saquon's the best player on the football team, but we don't get this done without Jalen being the quarterback and the leader he needed to be for this overall team. It's not easy to play quarterback in this city. There are guys that have played that position that are more talented than Jalen Hurts was as a quarterback. I don't know if they have the mental toughness and the capacity to play in this city and withstand all what comes with playing in this city at that position, the most scrutinized position in this city, and do what he did. Jalen Hurts deserves his flowers, regardless of what you think. We don't get this done without Jalen Hurts as a quarterback here.
215-592-9494. What is your one takeaway from this season? And if you're on your way back from the parade, we'd love to know about your experiences. Jack, what is the...
I had to do it, Fritz.
No, I know. It was good.
It was necessary.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Someone had to say it. And it wasn't going to be me or Spike. I mean, that's the truth.
Well, at least he's honest.
I mean,
what's your big takeaway from this season?
What was so fascinating about this team is how dominant and tough they were. Like, I've seen this, and I've seen the Phillies wilt. We've seen that when they freaking, like, chase pitches and they look feeble up there and they're not the aggressor. You see the Sixers, we've seen them wilt, you know, whether it's Ben, whether it's Joel, whether it's James Harden. Like, I've seen them fold. But the way this team, and then it was really that, You know, in 17, it was the Panthers game where it felt like, okay, this could be a Super Bowl team. And I think for me this year, it was that Rams-Ravens back-to-back where they go out there and then go down to Baltimore. And the way that they took it to the Ravens in their house and out-physicaled them. And I just haven't seen a Philly team, like, actually be the tougher team.
And we
like to be a tough city. We are a tough city. But I think this team actually backed it up from the offensive line to the whole entire defense. Like, they were just a tough, more physical team. And I think that's why they're going to be remembered around here forever. And, you know, maybe it's like the 74-75 Flyers, the Broad Street Bullies. That might be this team. So
We can go back-to-back.
Maybe.
I love that.
Maybe.
But they're the favorites to do it.
The way that they dominated, the toughness they showed, I've never seen a Philly team do it. And in that moment, to win a Super Bowl, so convincing.
You want to get the most for your money? Well, that's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $229 a month, or buy and get 0.9 APR financing up to 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN number SO558897. MSRP 3585 ends 2/28/25.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doesn't usually happen here.
I think the thing that I'll take away from this season is the importance of culture and resiliency. There were several chances. I mean, you could even say the beginning of this season was an opportunity for them to crumble with the position the coach was in, with the comments from Hurts about the coach, with the even with the scattered way the season started, 2-2. You know, we say it could have been 3-1. It could have also been 0-4. If an interception went a different way against the Packers and that Saints game went a different way. So there was that opportunity for resiliency. There was after the Cleveland situation with Coach Sirianni when the team rallied around their coach. There was the situation where A.J. Brown said the problem was passing and they rallied around themselves and sort of looked inside themselves and came together. And I think that we talk about how this is the best roster in the NFL. And I think Mike Mayock said it was the best roster in the NFL for the last three seasons. What is the difference between this year and those other 2 years? One of the big differences, I think, is their culture grew as their coach grew. There are a lot of teams that are really, really talented, but keeping that team together and fighting back from opportunities to, it's very easy. You know, Jack, you were talking about these other teams that folded. It's very easy to fold. It's easy to pack up and go home because then you don't there's no other game, right? You can just you can turn on your car, drive home, and turn it off. But this team didn't do that at any point this year, and I thought as talented as they were, and as good as they were, as good as the defense was, I think the resiliency and the proof of the importance of culture, I think, is a stamp that this team will have. 215-592-9494 as we wrap up the Eagles Super Bowl parade and this chapter of Eagles history, at least for the time being. Doug in Newfield, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Doug?
Well, I'm coming back from the parade with my daughter. We listen to you guys every day.
Oh, thanks, Doug.
And today, being able to take her to the parade, was a big deal for us. You guys have a great show. The parade was awesome. We got to high-five half the team, and we're just flying high today. And I appreciate everything you guys do.
Oh, thank you, Doug.
We appreciate you, Doug.
Yeah.
And this is
something. I've never called the radio. I've never called before. I know, but I do listen every day with her. And we have a great time chatting about all the stuff you guys talk about. So, again, thanks a lot. It's a great day. We had an awesome time at the parade. And go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds, brother.
Thank you, Doug.
That's the thing that I love, right? And sometimes, in our little bubble, in our world of doing what we do, you sometimes forget the impact that not only us, but really sports has on this city, this region, this area. And it's from all walks of life and it's all ages where this team will galvanize everyone. I mentioned it earlier, not to belittle or minimize the other three sports teams in the town.
Mm-mm.
They're not niche sports. I'm not saying that. But it is an acquired taste or feel for what you love when it comes to the other three sports. But this team is the one team where it seems like everybody comes together and the majority of the city is on the same page when it comes to the Eagles. And when I see the young fans that get the chance to enjoy an era of Eagles football that a lot of people did not get to enjoy, that a lot of people have persevered and withstood the test of time as far as being a loyal fan, it's paying off for them. And we sometimes think the younger generation is spoiled by this era of Eagles football over the last decade or even you say the last 20 years of Eagles football. But you know what? They may be spoiled. And it's okay because as parents, as a generation or two that comes before them, we want it to be better for the generations that are after us. And so we crawled so they could walk. We went through all that pain and suffering and tough losses so that we could enjoy moments like 17, like we have this year, even though we fell short in 22. But you're talking about three Super Bowls in 8 years and winning two out of the three, two parades. It's a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan. And as Eagles fans, don't take this for granted because you don't know when it's going to end. You just don't know when it's going to end.
And what I think is cool is, like, I think Spike mentioned it earlier, how not everyone can afford to go to Eagles games.
Yep.
They're expensive. Like,
yep.
That's why I love parades so much, because then the amount of parents with their kids here, yep, I think, is cool. Now, obviously, walking's a little young.
Young.
We'll be there for, 4 years from now.
Well, if we do this every decade, they'll be up.
Again, like I said.
In the 2030s, they'll be up.
Once a decade's fine. Once a decade's perfectly fine.
Well, and it is a good opportunity. The guy who just called up almost sounded emotional talking about bringing his daughter to the parade and the opportunity to bond over something like this. It's the great thing about sports in general.
You guys have met my son, Elijah.
Yep.
Like, he's 21 years old, right? So he's gotten to experience three Eagles teams that have gone to the Super Bowl, and two of the three have won championships. His dad played for the Eagles. I went to a Super Bowl. He was there. He was 2 years old, 3 years old, so he doesn't really remember. And his real fandom as an Eagle prior to this era was just out of his loyalty to his dad, his connection to his dad. But what I've loved about the last decade or so is that he gets to see what it's really like to be an Eagles fan. And so there's an attachment he has to these teams, and particularly this one, that we've been able to bond over. And he has more of a – I think the first Super Bowl, it was just – yay, we won a Super Bowl. And this one, he feels a little bit more invested in with this one. He's gone to games. He went to the, he celebrated the NFC Championship win. Like, he's a little more invested as a sports fan now than he was as a younger kid.
Well, the cool part about this one, it feels like, and I know nothing's guaranteed, it feels like they figured it out. Like,
yes,
between the culture and how to build the team and how we drafting, they pull all the levers now. Like, I think none of us would be surprised if we're here again soon. I don't know if it's next year, but soon. And most NFL teams aren't like that. Like, unless you have an all-time coach or an all-time quarterback, and maybe Jalen and Nick are going to win more, and we'll talk about them that way one day. But unless you have that, it's really hard to sustain, and it feels like they're going to sustain.
Well, look at the speeches today. I mean, I know that as it went on, they started getting more reckless. But, like, I thought Nick was so
tamed,
businesslike.
Matter of fact.
Yeah.
Like, it was under a minute. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is shocking.
Yep.
He could have gone on a
that
victory
was planned.
Lap. I agree.
Yeah.
That was planned.
Yeah.
He could have gone on a victory lap,
yeah,
and he didn't.
Yeah,
like, I just
not to, I was consciously. Yeah.
Yep.
I've been impressed with how they haven't gone over the top, and I think that they expect to be here more than just once.
It's
right, frankly, I mean, listen, I don't fault the guys after the first Super Bowl title ever. You should be over the top.
Yes.
We waited, what, 52 years, 50
right.
years for
right.
it to happen?
But them acting at this point like this is what we do
right.
is pretty cool.
Yep.
Lurie, after the NFC Championship game, when Terry Bradshaw was like, how surprised are you? He's like, no, not really surprised. It's
yeah.
like this is now what they expect,
yep.
which is – it's almost like a – it's not cocky, but it's definitely a confidence.
It's
like,
confidence.
We know what we're
yes.
doing. We're
yep.
good.
Yes.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joe Giglio with us as well. We're at the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel, and our parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. If you're now, we're sort of watching people filter out. We are high atop the Logan here.
Outside.
If you're leaving, I would say be patient. There are a million people leaving Philadelphia. There might be some.
Literally a million people.
Yeah, literally a million people. And think about this. Think about how hard it is to leave when there's 70,000 people
right.
at the link. Now imagine 13 times more people. So just be patient. If you're walking, be patient. If you're driving, if you bump into somebody, they probably didn't mean to bump into you. No need to.
Damn that. Don't be bumping into me.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of things here. So just
you're
be patient.
Yeah. And call the radio station. How about that?
Yeah. At 215-592-9494. Anthony and Mullica Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant? Anthony.
Oh, God.
All right. Wow.
All right.
All right. Man.
I expected
well done.
That to happen a couple times.
Well done. Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP.
Man, did I have a great day today. We did the Italian market morning, coffee and cannoli, walked up the Broad and Carpenter, and this was the best part. For some reason, the buses all stopped right where we were. And next thing you know, and I got it on film, Jalen Hurts gets out with the trophy and walks right up to us. We get to shake his hand. And the players stayed there for a long time. Everybody was chucking beer back and forth. They were shotgunning beers. Our exciting whites can drink, I'll tell you that. Because they must have done six right in front of us.
Now, you didn't boo the quarterback this time, right, Kenny? You kept it?
No, we didn't. I was with a bunch of the 30-30 guys, though, in your Rocco example. And we just had a great time. And, you know, Being a dad and my kids, they all went up to the art museum because they had to be in the middle of that. But I was able to just sit back and really take this one in because 2018, just it was the first one, and there were so many emotions. And this one, like you said, man, now you can just sit back and really enjoy it because it wasn't a surprise. And we just the way we kicked their butts, and now we can. No one can say to us now it was a fluke or a one timer or lightning in the bottle.
Yep.
And we're gonna be around. We're coming back. Jack, your kids are going to see some parades, bud. I just got to tell you.
I love it.
I can't wait to chug beers or Walker in about 10 years, right?
Well, have you?
Yeah,
12.
Jaylen
10 years.
Well,
man.
But Jaylen may still be playing.
In 10 years? Yeah, of course.
Anyway, with 35? Yeah, is he 25 right now? 26?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
how old he is.
Yeah. The way the quarterbacks play now,
exactly,
you know, play
yeah.
for 100 years. What,
yeah.
what? Patrick Mahomes will be on his 16th title by that point. Patrick Mahomes only 29. Hey, Kenny, get home safe, all right, buddy?
I will. Great. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
215-592-9494. By the way, we normally have Elliot Shore Parks in here, but I think we can say we've all had more than enough Elliot today.
He's worked enough today.
Yeah, but Elliot's entire performance today was brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. And thank you to Elliot and Devin. I was combining their names.
I did that often today.
Oh, really? Yes. Yeah, it's very easy. Who did a great job up front there at the podium. If you're on your way home, we'd love to hear from you. 215-592-9494. Gary Lancaster, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time Eagles fan.
Hey, buddy.
Welcome in, Gary.
Well, I got in Philly around 4:45 this morning, and I brought my mother with me, and we had a blast. We were closer to the stadium. We're not too far from Oregon Avenue, I believe it was. And it was just an amazing time. I was here the first time, but I was outside the art museum, and I was so far away. And this time I got to get – Cam Jurgens gave me some jerky. Oh, man, it was great. Got to see Jordan and all them guys shake their hands. And greatest day in Philadelphia history.
Yeah, it's actually an interesting decision when you come down to the parade, Gary, because you can be here at the Art Museum steps where it ends up, but there's so many people, and unless you get here really early, you're so far away. But if you're along Broad Street, you do have the opportunity to be maybe a little closer to the players, and so many of them are just walking along with the buses as well.
That's probably, like, coming through Broad is probably the best place to be if you want to, like, get a chance to meet one of the players or whatever, because that's where they get off the buses at, and they get out and shake everybody's hands and take pictures. So, yeah, I can imagine that was we only got to see, like, half the crowd.
Yes.
Like, we didn't even get to see the full crowd.
No, because we didn't see anything on Broad Street. Right. We were just here at the
and I saw photos,
on the boulevard.
I saw videos of them down at the in the sports complex. When they were taking off, that looked pretty crowded down there.
Just people saying goodbye there.
Yeah.
What a day. I mean, and it's kind of cool to see everybody. I mean, you know, we only saw what we saw, but it's nice to see this many people in one place. Everybody behaves. You know what I mean? The vibes are so good.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st, register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.